Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Jack Aldrich back on the show. Jack is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the most renowned futurists on the planet, and the chief of unlearning. That's one of his titles. He's the author of at least 10 books, I think maybe closer to 20 or 30, so something under a million copies across the galaxy, maybe 2 million, and he's been hanging out with us a long time. He's our good friend, Jack. Welcome back.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So, Jack, one of the things that I know you're about to release is your new book called Business as Unusual. And I don't know whether you've been following my work, but I declared normal to be an aberration, a vestige of the past, and replaced it with the, what I call the new regular. Nothing. I don't even know how you could use the word normal. And, of course, your business is unusual, perfectly ties into my new regular idea. So I was glad to see your new book. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we've been on the same path. I think what's interesting is that there was a lot of change happening before the pandemic, and in a really interesting way, the pandemic has accelerated the future.
And that's right.
As you and I have said, I mean, if anyone thinks that things are going to go back to normal, I need to disabuse you of that idea right now. The world is changed, and it's going to continue to change. And
whatever you were doing,
flexible and adaptable.
Whatever you were doing, other than the fundamentals that were valid 100 years ago and will be valid 100 years from now, other than the fundamentals, what I call the school, not old or new school, but the school, other than those, whatever you were doing last January, will whatever you do this coming January won't look anything like that. What do you think?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. If people don't already know it, I guess there's a lot of your listeners are doing working remotely. Their kids are doing online education. Their parents are engaging in telemedicine. But here's the point. There are continued advances in artificial intelligence, in robotic technology. I mean, the transformation in e-commerce has been absolutely extraordinary, and it is transforming the retail environment, which has been rippling down into the economy, having an effect on real estate, which is
supply chain,
transforming a lot of things. Yeah,
supply chain, local advertising, all that stuff, and small business like a hammer. This has hit small business like a hammer, or maybe like a hatchet, I should say. You know, I wrote an article a while back about the inconvenient and the inevitable, and what I said was, Jack, that some of this stuff is very inconvenient. And to the degree that it is inconvenient, you can complain about it, you can cry about it, you can throw something at the wall, slam a door, get that out of your system. It ain't fair. But then you have to stop and say, okay, but a lot of this stuff is inevitable. It came this year, but it was going to come next year or the year after, and I was going to have to deal with it anyway, so I might as well get going. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right. As I said earlier, I mean, I think that the pandemic has accelerated a lot of the trends that were already moving, but it's just brought the future forward by, in some cases, 5-10 years.
IBM research said e-commerce has been accelerated 5 years.
Yeah, I think that I think that's absolutely right. But now here's the point: is that this can seem scary to a lot of people, and there's reason to be concerned. But there's also just a world of opportunity in all of this change. But you're going to have to be aware of it. You're going to have to be open to approaching business from a different perspective. But at the end of the day, as you and I always say, you got to take action. You got to do something.
Even if you pivot, pivoting is the key. And I think that's the one thing that keeps coming up across the, you know, every day with different guests in different industries, different solving different problems. The concept of pivoting is ubiquitous, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I think one of the best ways to pivot, and I talk about this in my book, is you have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And what I mean here is you're going to have to start taking some small risks. And the easiest way to begin pivoting is don't take a huge pivot, but just begin taking some movement. Is there a new product or a service you can experiment with? Is there a new partner you can reach out to? Is there a new way of doing some? Don't bet the farm on any of these things, but try to, or as I always say, the mistake that most business leaders make is they overinvest in what is and underinvest in what could be.
Right.
Spend a little more money expanding and experimenting, trying something new, and grow into those pivots.
Absolutely. But try to stay on the leading edge, not on the bleeding edge. That's the challenge. Quick break, right back with Jack Aldrich. We're going to talk about some aha moments. Some aha moments that he has in his new book, Business as Unusual. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.